the Mechanicsburg High School Week in Review podcast. Dateline, September 27, 2010. Good Monday morning to everyone. This is your host, Bill Rulin, Director of Choral Activities here at Mechanicsburg High School, along with co-hosts Kyle Anderson and Keith Pope, and weather by Michael Coleman. Welcome to Week 6 of 36 here in Mechanicsburg. What a busy week we have had. Parents, a small reminder to you that the first interim period ends today, the 27th of September, and your students' grades will be sent home on October 1st. It's hard to believe that we are already halfway through the first 9 weeks here at school. Time has flown and lots of news has happened this past week, so let's not waste any time. Here is Kyle Anderson.
Good morning, this is Kyle Anderson with your weekly news review. Let's dive right into the national news for the week. Nebraska's toilet paper bandit pleads guilty. Lincoln, Nebraska, from the AP Wire. The so-called toilet paper bandit has pleaded guilty to attempted robbery in Lincoln. Sentencing is set to October 28th for the 29-year-old Joshua F. Nelson of Lincoln. Nelson made his plea Wednesday in Lincoln County District Court after an agreement with prosecutors who had lowered the charge and dismissed a weapons count. Nelson faces a maximum of 20 years in prison. Feds. Court should not issue don't ask, don't tell injunction. Leave issue to Congress. San Diego from the AP Wire. U.S. government lawyers are trying to stop a federal judge from issuing an injunction that would immediately do what President Obama has yet to accomplish so far in his first term. Halt the military's ban on openly gay troops. The decision is off to U.S. District Court Judge Virginia Phillips. The White House says the legal filing Thursday by the U.S. Department of Justice attorneys in a federal court in Riverside follows government procedure by defending an act of Congress that is being challenged, but it does not detract from the president's efforts to get Don't Ask, Don't Tell repealed. Troubles of U.S. education system get big screen close-up in four new documentaries. The troubles of the U.S. education system are getting a big screen close-up. There are no fewer than four education documentaries slated for release by the end of this year, including Waiting for Superman, a poignant look at lives of five children hoping to escape the dismal outcome of students at neighborhood public schools by winning entrance to a successful charter. The film by Davis Guggenheim, the Oscar-winning director of An Inconvenient Truth, has already created a stir in education circles, and it opens in New York and Los Angeles Friday. Those in the education community hope the films will do for education what An Inconvenient Truth did for an environmental movement by putting a much-needed spotlight on the failures of schools in America. In-state coverage, gubernatorial campaigns focus on education, from the Ohio News Network. Governor Ted Strickland's evidence-based education plan was under attack by his Republican challenger on Wednesday. John Kasich said that Strickland's education plan is unfunded and that he'll scrap it if elected. ONN's Jim Heath reported. Strickland said the plan is funded. When Congressman Kasich talks about unfunded mandates, I repeat, he doesn't know what he's talking about, Strickland said. We're committed to paying for the implementation of the evidence-based model for those districts where $20 million levy amount of resources will not enable the implementation of the model. Republicans called the plan unaffordable. Orchards packed for picking season, ONM reports. The apple picking season is underway and at Branstow Orchards in Utica. They are ready for you to try all they have to offer. The orchard has 25 different varieties which ensure a longer picking season. We need to stagger them so people can expect to come out for a good couple of months, 2 to 3 months or so, and it's nice and festive, said Alex Branstool. His parents started the orchard in 1980. Guests can pick the apples and use them for baking, canning, or eating. We will be right back with Michael Coleman with this week's weather forecast.
Hi folks, I'm Ricky Skaggs. You know the expression, practice makes perfect? Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity, all qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. Parents, Think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Get to know the school's music teacher and encourage your child to join school music ensembles. And please, don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
Welcome back to the Week in Review podcast. This is Michael Coleman with this week's weather forecast. Monday, light showers with a high near 66. Tuesday, showers with a high near 65. Wednesday, sunny and high of 70. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 71. Friday, sunny skies and a high of 69 degrees. Now we go to Keith Pope and our Week in Review sports recap.
Hello everyone, I'm Keith Pope and this is your Week in Review sports recap. In local sports coverage, the Mechanicsburg High School football team played their homecoming game against Greenview this past Friday. The final score ended with Berg coming out on top with a win and a score of 57-39. Congratulations, Coach Forrest and the football team. The girls' soccer team played Coldwater on Saturday and returned victorious in a game that ended in a score of 3-1. They also played on Tuesday against Springfield Catholic Central, getting a 4-1 win, and Thursday night they played against OHC rival West Liberty Salem and came home with a win of 1-0. This leaves the girls' soccer team at a record of 7-2-1. Congratulations to Coach Hammond and the girls' soccer team. High school cross-country teams were in action this past week at B. Graham High School Cross-Country Invitational. Overall, the boys placed 12th, and individuals leading with the team were Michael Schaffner with a time of 17 minutes, 17.0 seconds. Adam Albright with a time of 19 minutes, 24 seconds. Tyler Bozzetti with a time of 19 minutes, 46.2 seconds. And Cody Calico with a time of 21 minutes and 20.7 seconds. Congratulations, guys! The girls ranked in with Rachel House and her 21 minute and 8.9 second time. Sarah West with a time of 27 minutes, 18.2 seconds. Layla Fifield with a time of 26 minutes, 53.5 seconds. And Jennifer Johnson with a time of 27 minutes and 18.2 seconds. Great job, ladies. The 8th grade volleyball team was in action against West Liberty Salem and won in 3 games, 25-11, 22-25, and 25-17. Congratulations, girls. And the 8th grade football team took on Triad and unfortunately lost 44-30. This has been sportscaster Keith Pope for the Weekend Review. We will be right back after this break.
Joel Klein catches a 7 o'clock train after his evening CPR class at the American Red Cross.
Ron Garrity's on the same train. He's had a rough day and doesn't feel like himself. Until he feels the sudden tightness in his chest, Ron never thought he'd actually have a heart attack.
Until Joel is administering CPR, he never thought he'd actually save a life.
When you train with the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Michael Vick's guilty plea didn't solve the problem of dogfighting in America. I'm Wayne Pacelli, president of the Humane Society of the United States. Help us stop this cruelty by putting dogfighting out of business. To find out how, visit us at humanesociety.org.
Welcome back to the Week in Review podcast. Here's a look into this week's events and announcements from the school and community. The Mechanicsburg United Methodist Church is seeking new members for their handbell choir as well as their chancel choir. The handbell choir rehearses Sundays from 8:45 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. and plays monthly during Sunday morning worship, as well as for special occasions. Experience is not required. The chancel choir meets Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and sings weekly during Sunday morning worship. For more information, contact Matthew Smith at 937-215-9363. The Music Boosters have begun to sell raffle tickets for their Key West Vacation Raffle. Please see any band or choir student for tickets or call the music offices at 937-834-2453 at extensions 3032 or 3040 for more information. Tickets are $40 each, and you can purchase any number of those tickets. More information can also be found on the department website at www.bergmusic.weebly.com. The Mechanicsburg FFA is holding a mower raffle. Tickets are $5 each, and the winner will receive a brand new John Deere riding lawnmower. Tickets can be purchased from any MHS FFA member. The Junior High FFA chapter is new this year, and it's the first Junior High FFA program in the state of Ohio. They've recently elected new officers, President Jack Wing, Vice President Gage Terry, Secretary Jacqueline Slasser, Treasurer Eric Casey, Reporter Ben Halterman, and Sentinel Bailey Dillinger. Congratulations to these students on receiving those positions. We are still accepting Florida trip applications in the music department and will continue to do so until the 1st of October. We would love to see your students join us for this great event. And finally, if you have community events that you would like to see posted on the Weekend Review, please send us an email with the content you would like to have read. And that email can be sent to music@mechanicsburg.k12.oh.us. This has been the Mechanicsburg High School Week in Review Podcast, a service brought to you by the Mechanicsburg High School Music Department, providing you, the students and parents, up-to-date information regarding school and community events, as well as a look back at the news from the week. Please feel free to submit community content by emailing us at music@mechanicsburg.k12.oh.us. This is your host, Bill Rulin, on behalf of Kyle Anderson, Keith Pope, and Michael Coleman, saying thank you for joining us for this edition of the Week in Review. So long, and see you next week.